Good morning. It is Monday. John and Justin, Mix 105.1. Jackson is here as well. And where does that? Well, we're at Harmon's. We're at the Harmon's in Roy, 5370 South, 1900 West. Today, we're kicking off the Mix Family Food Drive. It's it. The bar has been set. I want to see 17,000 pounds of donations. What do the two of you say? Can it happen?
It can happen.
Oh, easy.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Oh, well, you're way more confident than I am. All right, so 17,000 is the goal.
As far as I'm concerned, 17,000 is already done. We already did it.
We've already passed that in it. Your mind.
It's just a bunch of heavy food we got this year around. We didn't get the light stuff.
Yeah, it doesn't matter about helping the food bank. Just get the heavy stuff.
Yeah, buy when you're shopping, get the heaviest stuff you can find.
Nothing
like,
but
bags
cans
of rice,
chili, and chili. Spam.
Right. Again, we do this every single year. We ask you to join us. We're going to be at a different Harmon's location every day. We're in Roy today, and we're just saying swing on by, say hi. We'd love to meet you. We'd love to take a photo with you, and we'd love it if you donated to the Utah Food Bank. We have in front of us, we're actually surrounded by pallets of non-perishable food, from SpaghettiOs to mac and cheese to the tuna in water.
Yeah.
So we really do have it all, and we would love for you to get it, because if not, we have to eat it. That's what I was told is how it goes.
I have a wall of macaroni next to me.
Yeah, you really do.
It's like I could build a fort.
And Jackson, your nightmare has to be having SpaghettiOs so close.
I can't eat that many SpaghettiOs. I can't eat any SpaghettiOs. I'll die.
John and I might crack open a can later and just eat them cold right there. I'll do it.
Jackson has like a serious problem from his childhood in SpaghettiOs.
I have aversion to SpaghettiOs. They're the worst.
I'm going to start calling people out. It's what we do this week, including Mayor Bob. Bob is the mayor of Roy. Mm-hmm. If you know him, I expect the mayor of each town every day that we're out to come by and say hi and help support their local community.
You're right, because that's the least that they could do.
Yeah, completely. You
know? Come on, Mayor Bob.
So someone find Mayor Bob. You wake him up. You get him out of the mayor's house. Do they get a mayor's house the way like the governor gets a...
No. I don't think so.
Oh, they don't get that?
Yeah, Roy doesn't have one set aside.
They don't have a house for the mayor?
No.
I think they get like a $200 stipend.
And that's it?
A thank you for your service.
Gift card to Texas Roadhouse.
Someone send an Uber over to Mayor Bob's house, push him inside of it, and get him over here so he can help out this morning. Jackson, did you really just watch Netflix all weekend?
Yeah, dude. It was great.
You can't do that.
Really?
You can. I'm living proof that you can do nothing but watch Netflix.
You can only do that if it's like a blizzard or a snow day.
Well, I mean, I cleaned my house while it was on.
All right.
I did some deep cleaning, but it's not like that's interesting.
So we did four photos from the weekend, as we always do. You can see them. They're up on Instagram at Mix1051 Utah. And, you know, there's like mine, my family. We're up at the Olympic Park in Park City. We're going to see the Harlem Globetrotters.
Right.
Justin's at a new club.
Yeah,
he made a new dream.
He's out experiencing life.
Living life, and Jackson is just Netflix.
Yeah.
He's got Cheeto dust all over his shirt.
So what'd you watch?
Literally nothing important, just because I took too many naps. I kept falling asleep. So every time I tried to start something new, I would fall asleep during it.
Well, then you should be well rested, and John and I'll ride you back to the whole show today.
Did you finish the Sabrina?
I did. Oh, have you not seen it yet?
No.
The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina is the best thing on Netflix right now.
Really?
Other than maybe Haunting of Hill House.
Yeah.
Which is also great. But Sabrina, if you have not watched the new Sabrina, it's very dark. It's nothing like the one on ABC that you're used to with the, you know, the wacky teen witch. And she's always getting into shenanigans.
Yeah, and Harvey.
This one is dark.
Is Harvey a dum-dum like Harvey was?
Harvey is in it. He's not a dum-dum.
Okay.
He's a little sweetheart.
Yeah.
He's a miner. His dad owns a mine.
Oh, like a miner that way, not a minor. Like,
I mean, he is also a minor.
Okay.
They're in high
school. He's both a minor and
a minor.
Okay, just want to make sure I understand.
But you pointed that out.
Yeah, it's excellent. Definitely watch Sabrina.
We had our littlest listener, Charlotte, come by, who just dropped off cash, which was awesome as well. We'll take cash. Cash is king.
That means Jackson's shopping after the show whenever we get cash.
Yeah.
That's kind of how that's going.
And here's the thing. We were taking like a group photo, Justin, where you were on the outside and I was on the outside.
Right.
And Jackson was in the middle.
Yes.
But the way it worked was Charlotte and her mom were between Jackson and I. And Jackson and I both went to like put our arms somewhere behind. But instead of like finding any, we just found each other. And there was like a struggle.
We like touched. We touched hands, which was already weird because John and I have never touched.
Never
hands
before in our life.
And then like,
did it feel right?
It did, because then from there we moved in and kind of just put our hands on each other's elbows.
Thought it was on the end.
And we just kind of snuggled there for a while.
It was like we didn't know what to do, and then I just kind of gave up and was like, Fine, let's just hold each other's arms.
Meanwhile, neither one of us is touching Charlotte or her mother. No. Like, which was the goal, was to just like put our arm around her for the photo. And nope, instead we just snuggled with each other.
So if you want to see the awkward photo of us, it's up on our Insta story on Instagram. At now,
I know, I want to see your guys' face and see if there's like, if your eyes are all big.
Know
like,
what's happening behind the scenes as you look at that photo, right. Is what
we're
saying.
We're professionals in showbiz. We're not going to show that on our face.
So we want to see you this morning. If you can swing by on your way into work or school, again, we're calling out Mayor Bob. We want to see Mayor Bob here from Roy. It's the Mixed Family Food Drive at the Harmon's in Roy today. Different locations each day this week. Justin, let's get to the showbiz beat.
You got it. So Alec Baldwin was arrested Friday after he allegedly punched somebody over a parking spot. Here's what went down. Alec had somebody standing in the spot, like holding it.
Oh, yeah.
And somebody swooped in and took it. And then Alec got out of his car and punched the dude, allegedly. Punched the dude, so they're saying that's why he got arrested.
I love Alec Baldwin.
I'm
he
not
the
shocked.
Worst person.
Yeah.
He's such a terrible monster.
You hear the
so
story.
Yeah,
right, so you let it go?
Because he does everything that I've always wanted to do. He plays games on his phone when the flight attendant tells him to put it away.
Right, well.
He punches people
he's
when
like,
he,
do you know
they
who
take
I
his parking
am?
Space.
Sure. Well, I get it. He feels entitled. And he can just do whatever he feels like all the time.
Yeah. And guess what? He kind of gets away
with
it.
He keeps getting
so,
away with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so far. How about this? Philadelphia is having a surge in babies. And they're going back to saying because it's been 9 months since they won the Super Bowl.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah.
So they're like, man, what's with the surge? And so they went back, and that's what's been going on. So that's how Philadelphia celebrated.
That's how they party.
You know, it's like Boston celebrating by throwing beers at their baseball team. Right. And Philly, well, aren't they the city of...
Brotherly Love?
Is that them?
That's them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something's going down there. Hey, Bohemian Rhapsody was the number one movie at the box office over the weekend. I tried so hard to go see this. I just didn't get it done.
I want
to
see it so bad.
Yeah.
I've heard nothing but good things
I might get it done later, you know, later sometime this week. But pulled in $50 million. But everything that I saw coming up on Facebook over the weekend, everybody was just raving about how good it was.
Yeah, if you saw it, we'd love to hear your reviews. You could just text us to 844-649-1051.
Check this out. AMC is working on a brand new sitcom called Kevin Can F Himself.
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry.
Right? And so here's what it's about. It's about it's coming from the housewife's perspective. She's kind of like a beauty, and he's kind of like a caveman type.
Okay.
And to where he's just kind of a jerk about the whole thing all the time. And that's what it's called. Kevin Can F Himself.
Isn't that most sitcoms where the guy is kind of like the Neanderthal?
Grumpy.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're just going to make this one even a little bit more right to the line.
Okay.
Pushing the envelope.
Well, with that title.
Yeah.
Yeah, clearly. They're not holding back anything.
I figured that you guys might be on board with that. I said definitely something I'll check out just because of the name alone.
Of course you will.
And the Spice Girls, we talked about a lot that they were going to go on tour. Well, it's probably going to happen, but most likely Victoria's not going to be a part of it.
Yeah, there's no way she's going back on tour. She's made that clear.
Yeah, toward the other girls are like, you know what? We're going to do this, and so it'll just be them minus her. And that is the showbiz beat.
All right, thanks, Jess. I want to take a quick survey here, and we'll take it by text. Unfortunately, since we are on location, we won't be able to use the phones. But the number's still the same, 844-649-1051. According to a new survey, half of men and almost 3 out of 5 women still communicate with at least one of their exes. So that means at least half of people still communicate with their ex. Is that still... Jen and I... Look, it's kind of weird for me because Jen and I have been together forever, so we never really had that time. But I asked the two of you, like, is that just normal relationship stuff where you're friends with exes, Justin?
I don't know. I don't communicate with anybody.
No one?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really have anything to talk
about.
Well,
I don't know, though. Justin's had quite the swamp.
Oh, come on.
Justin's dated most of Salt Lake City, so it's hard
for
him to...
That's why I had to move up north. You know, I can't talk to anybody down there anymore.
You had to get out of the valley.
You know? They ran me out.
It says here that here are the top 5 reasons why half of people still communicate with their ex.
Why?
At number 5, I'm not over my feelings with them, which that means you need to stop, especially if you have someone new, because that does not bode well.
Well, on some of the things on the list, though, does age come into factor to where if you're still young and you're kind of, you're not wise to the whole thing
yet?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't say on this one. Number 4, reasons to stay with the ex, to keep... dancing in the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Oh, getting intimate.
Yes,
intimate.
Exactly. Having a moment together.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Number 3, I'm still friendly with their family. I could see that one.
I've hated all of my ex's families as much
right?
as I hated my exes.
I'm out of here.
Number two, which I definitely understand, we have children together.
That one's the obvious one.
If you can remain friends with an ex with kids, as someone from a divorced family, like, yeah. That's how Jen and I both come from divorced families, and we always talk about how, unfortunately, if we ever decide to go that separate ways.
A conscious uncoupling.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We're going to still be living within like a block of each other, and I feel sorry for really everyone in that relationship because it's not going to be healthy.
Lori's still friends with her ex when it comes to that. I mean, they have a cordial relationship with the kids' dad.
You need it.
He's a little weirded by me.
Is he?
Yeah, because I'm nice to him. Then I'm like, hey, how are you today? And he's like, well, fine, yeah.
Do you hug him?
I should.
You should hug
that
him.
That would really freak out.
You should become a hugger.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, hey, buddy.
Get over here, pal.
Yeah, get on in here.
But not just like a bro hug. I'm talking linger every single time.
He's going to be like, is Justin coming along for the drop-off this time? Could you leave him home, please?
And number one of the reasons why we still communicate with our ex, we have mutual friends.
Yeah.
So I thought we'd just do a quick survey if you're up this morning. Half of people still communicate with your ex. Is that true? Is it you? And if you are doing it, why? What is the purpose? Like, maybe if you still work with your ex, I would love to hear from you. Like, what is that like?
Yeah, that's got to be weird.
Yeah.
But you're right. Though, other than children, what's the point?
Jackson, so you're in charge of the text messages today. What do you got happening over there?
Well, most of them are, like, we have kids.
Yeah.
So, like, Jen says, I have 5 kids with my ex. Of course we stay in contact. Ryan says, I still communicate with my ex. I do it for the kids, and it's the best decision I've ever made.
That's what we keep going back to. Like, with kids, if you can, my parents did not have a good relationship, and the awkward exchange that we had to do in the Denny's parking lot every weekend was just, oh my gosh, terrible. They'd park next to each other. We'd get out. It'd be like a weird, like, you don't want to show, like, one parent favor over the other, so you just end up, like, walking into the other car and sitting there quiet.
Ugh. Go tell your dad to blah, blah, blah.
Right, yeah.
And it's always, like, somebody's telling you to sneak a dig.
Yeah. And then, like, my dad would have, like, the child support on a check.
Right,
and he could
window.
Never just hand it over. He'd always have to have some kind of comment along with it, you know? Like, yeah.
Well, it's going to be lean at the grocery store.
Yeah, exactly.
Today.
Yeah. Yeah. What other texts do you have over there?
I still communicate. This is Tanya. I still communicate with two of my exes. One, I'm still friends of the family. The other was an amicable breakup because he moved across the country, so we just stayed friends.
Okay.
That's understandable.
But why?
Right.
That's my question still. For those who are, if half of people are still communicating with their ex, unless you have kids or unless you're planning on getting back together again, I guess, like, why?
Yeah.
Like, what's the end game for it all? Did you have that text where someone said, they just found out that their ex is still talking to her dad. Oh, is that what you're going? Yeah.
Oh, man.
I just
so
found
weird.
Out my ex still talks to my dad. It's been 4 years.
Oh, wow.
Away already.
Holy
so
cow.
For 4 years, first of all, where was your dad? Why was your dad not telling you this? Because I feel like it's
they're
not
buddies.
Just your ex.
Yeah, they're just friends.
Yeah, they go fishing together.
Yeah.
They're drinking pals.
Whenever you're gone, that's where they are.
Yeah, that's weird. Heather says that she is Facebook friends with her exes, but I don't think that counts as being regular friends.
No.
Facebook friends are not real.
It's almost like you have to be texting or calling type.
I wouldn't want to be, though. I don't want to see how much happier they are without me.
No.
I just assume.
You're just like, ah, man, this was the best decision of your life, wasn't it?
You're painting a picture.
Yeah, I'm like, good for you.
Yeah.
Things seem to be going really well since you dropped me.
Yeah, for sure. Good morning. Still friends with two of my exes because one of them was from a long-distance relationship. We ended it on good terms and our friendship. See, that's still the thing, though, is that they move away.
Right. And then
and
you
then
stay
you're
friends.
Just still friends. I'm not friends with people that I don't see every day. Is that terrible?
No.
That's really kind of how it is.
Because you just don't have time.
That's like being a pen pal. That's what it is.
Oh, I'd be a horrible one.
You'd be terrible at it. You would be the worst pen pal.
No, I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
What
else you got over there, Jackson?
Let's see.
See you scrolling.
Almost all of my exes don't play for my team anymore, so my husband is fine seeing and hanging out with them. That's from Kelly. Kelly sounds like a really good time.
Kelly, I have so many more questions for you. Yeah. We need to bring Kelly in for an AMA.
How did that happen so many times, Kelly? Fruit blindness is what we refer to that in my circle. So Jake says that his best friend married his ex-wife.
Oh, wait. My best friend. Mm-hmm. No.
So he divorced a woman.
No.
And his best friend then went and married her. But it doesn't say ex-best friend.
That'd be like Mike marrying Jen.
Yeah.
That'd be awkward, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And you guys
I think
are still
it's
hanging
more
out?
Like, it'd be like if John married me. I think because that's more likely to happen.
You know, I had a friend in high school
that
happened, actually, that her mom married the dad's best friend. He remarried, and the four, they were like best friend couples.
Ooh, weird.
And they went out all the time together.
And they had hot tubs. And everyone put their keys
in. It was so weird.
Yeah,
they had 70s. A pineapple on their doorstep.
Yeah.
Was which was
time.
So strange.
It was wild.
It was in Southern California.
Yeah. Different time. It was the 70s,
right.
You know.
What else you got?
Heather says, my husband's ex is now his best friend, so we see her often. Which, is that okay? Are you cool with it?
No. No, because I would again be like, why?
Yeah, what's the point?
Like, you split up. So isn't there a reason why you broke up?
Well, yeah, but you can be friends with someone without being, like, maybe you just are really good friends and you thought it was romantic, but then it's just like, oh, no, we're just friends. There's nothing romantic about this.
I find that to be hard on the new partner. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like,
yeah, me too.
Why do you need the friendship so badly and to create an awkward situation for your new person?
And I would feel like one of you still has feelings. Maybe right. This one doesn't, but the other side does.
Because one of you ended it.
Yes.
You didn't sit down and have a mutual truce.
No one turns the key at the same time.
No.
Yeah. What else you got?
My favorite one. I think we'll end on this one because it's so funny.
Okay.
Kurt from Salt Lake City. He says, when I was dating my now ex, he lived in the basement of his ex's house. He also worked with her. The whole reason was because of his kids, and it was really weird.
That is weird.
So imagine you're dating someone. They take you back to their place. And you walk in, they have a bunch of kids, and also their ex-wife is just upstairs.
Kurt for the win.
Yeah,
Kurt way for to the go, win. Buddy. We are broadcasting live at the Harmons and Roy, 5370 South, 1900 West. Why are we here? It's our mixed family food drive asking you to donate. Justin, some of the things we're asking for this morning would be?
We're looking for chili. We're looking for canned meats, mac and cheese, peanut butter. If it's in a can, I'll tell you what, you should just snag it and throw it in your cart.
You know what's crazy? This year, we're seeing a lot of cash.
Yeah, we are.
People are coming by going like, I'm too busy to grab the food. Will you shop for us? Yeah, we absolutely will shop for you. We just need you to swing by and give us the money. We've been calling people out. I'm calling out Mayor Bob, the mayor of Roy. We're here in your town. I need you to get out of the mayor's mansion and come on down here and buy some donations for the Utah Food Bank.
There you go.
Jesse Johnson from Big Johnson Barbecue. We know you're out here.
Yep.
Justin from Layton Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. We know you're out here. Mac from Ogden, where are you this morning? We're asking for donations, and we just need you to swing on by, say hi, and donate to the Mixed Family Food Drive. Yeah, I'm going to do this now. Why not? We're having fun right now, right?
Sure. Right.
We know the election's tomorrow, right?
Yes.
I'm sure you're aware of that. Did you know that 40% of registered Utah voters have already voted?
Yeah, I have.
Really?
40%.
That's a lot.
39% came out for the 2016 election.
So we're already above.
We're already above that, and it's not even election day yet.
Yeah.
That's cool.
A woman in Indiana was so sick of all the negative political ads that she bought her own radio ad. A negative ad about negative ads.
Oh, I love that.
In her ad, she says, quote, I am sick and tired of being bombarded with all the negative, hateful, mean-spirited ads. I say to all the politicians running these ads, stop it. Which I couldn't agree more with.
That's just it. I'm excited just for election day to get here so I can stop hearing.
I know.
Well, there's only two.
Yeah, there's two.
Two of those two.
Ben McAdams and Mia Love.
Yes, good
Lord. Let's all calm down, okay?
I've had enough.
Right.
You know what it is? Mia started making fun of his bus, and he was like, no.
No.
She had been attacking his personal life. She had been attacking his politics.
That was fine.
But as soon as she made fun of his bus, that was it for her.
He's like, I love that bus.
He loves that bus. He really does, man.
Here's what I think we're going to do. We'll play two songs. In that time, I want us to write a negative ad about someone else on the morning show.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't have to be long. We don't have any production because we're broadcasting live from the Harmons and Roy. But just write something. You'll have about 6 minutes to write a negative ad about either, like Justin, you'll write it about Jackson or myself.
Yeah.
Or maybe you can get both.
I've already got it.
You already got it?
I've already got it.
Okay, 6 minutes to do so. I'm so ready for this election tomorrow so we can be done talking about it.
You realize that the presidential election starts right after this, right?
That's true. We're going to get nothing.
You think that you're going to get a break from all this, but no. The president starts campaigning tomorrow afternoon.
So what we did, I challenged Justin and Jackson to write political ads. It could be about one of us. It could be about both of us. But I just want to kind of see what's on their mind. I'll start it so I can start the bar low, and then we'll go from there, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Justin Taylor hates your tiny car.
Oh. Yeah,
his monster truck eats your tiny car for breakfast. And if you don't watch Empire, you are dead to Justin Taylor.
That's true.
It is pretty good.
But at least you're not his running mate. Jackson.
Whoa.
Jackson, who binge watched 235,000 hours of Netflix, this weekend alone.
I'd like that fact checked, please.
Jackson, who has never seen a Star Wars.
Star War.
Justin and Jackson, the gruesome twosome, that's bad for Utah.
Ooh, I love that. You did good.
Paid for by John Watkins.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, okay. I love it. All right.
All right. What do you got? Who wants to go next?
I'll go next.
You go next? Okay.
John Watkins. By the way, I have one for each of you, too.
Okay. All right.
John Watkins seems like the all-American family man. But just how many families does he have? Six? Seven? There's no real way to know. Not to mention, he's mean to puppies.
Wait, what?
In 2018, vote for Jackson Carter, paid for by the committee for one family and a dog.
Oh, I love that. That's great.
All right, here's Justin.
Let's hear it.
Okay.
Justin Taylor constantly complains that his son Morgan plays too much Fortnite, but new video shows him not only playing Fortnite, but totally annihilating all the noobs. Is noob? This really the man you want running our country? Paid for by the committee to get old men off of PlayStation. Oh!
All right, I'm doing mine off the top of our top of all my right, head because we're a three-person show with only two pens.
That's true. Yeah.
And so, it's Justin Taylor. I want to be your congressman. Jackson Carter says he's a man of the public, but he also wants to open a bear sanctuary. Spending taxpayer money to feed animals that can find their own food? Teachers need money. We need our streets repaved. How about an alligator sanctuary? This is Utah!
Yeah!
Wasting taxpayer money. Jackson Carter. Paid for by Justin for Congress.
Woo!
That was good. Good job, man.
Justin, let's get to the showbiz beat.
It was a late game last night, Real Soccer. They tied as they were at home last night. And so what does that mean? We've had to do a little digging around because I'm like, how can you tie in a playoff game?
It's because it's two games. One is played at we're the away team kind of right now. So that was the first game. The next game will be in Kansas City. That'll end out the series. We have to win by 2 points, though, to advance.
Yeah, and it's not like it's going to be a quick one. I hear that it's probably going to be for the first part of next week.
Okay.
Because, you know, like when it comes to, like, say, the World Series,
go
back and forth pretty quickly. It's like the next day in the next city. Not so much the case this time around, though.
We'll keep you posted.
Yeah, we'll definitely keep you posted. Hey, Post Malone, remember me talking to you on Friday about the fact that he's got his new Crocs?
Yeah.
They sold out in 10 minutes.
Did they really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, he's got his own line of Crocs?
Yes, he does. Oh, Jackson, you were out at the moment. I was telling John, though, that Post Malone has now designed Crocs. They've got a skull. They've got all kinds of, you know,
that kind
of stuff on there. But you know what? You're going to have to wait because they had to make more. They sold out.
I read an article over the weekend just trashing Post Malone. He had his first festival. I think it was called Post Fest. And saying that he is the worst rapper and influence for our generation out of all the artists that have made it big.
Is it just because of the way he looks?
That's so rude. It's just because he has face tattoos. I love Posty. I will defend him until I die. Posty. He's great.
Yeah, and they're saying like the festival was nothing more than just a drink fest, and there wasn't anything really like substance to
That's any festival.
That's the
Most festivals, it's just someone playing music while you drink.
Right.
Right. I mean, that's why they have festivals.
Any genre, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been
rap,
to plenty.
Rap, country, hip-hop. It doesn't matter. Yeah. All of it.
It's Ariana Grande released a new song yesterday about ex-boyfriends. It's called Thank You. Next.
It's good.
So
is
good.
It?
Yeah.
Oh, she's the best.
And the list of Buck's boyfriends on there, I mean, it's not if it's about one particular one or if it's about all of them just kind of grouped together. But it's
still all
called
them.
Hey, Thank You.
Next. Yeah.
Which, I don't know, she just recently said that to Pete. So.
That's why she tweeted it.
Oh, man.
It's marketing, buddy.
I know, it is marketing. Yeah. Hey, Mark Wahlberg, his kids hate the fact that he was in Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. They're embarrassed by the whole thing. Why?
Well,
I mean,
that's embarrassing.
Your dad not only is an A-list celebrity movie star, he was a pop star and an underwear model.
I was
going to
say famous for being in his underwear.
You know, it's like kids. This is just evolution. You know,
you be embarrassed if your dad was like a famous underwear model? I'd be like, oh my gosh, Dad, you're embarrassing me.
I don't know, maybe.
As the dad, I'd just be walking around in my undies always.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
like, hey, that's
you do
see
that
this?
Anyway.
This is what paid for this house, okay?
Got the dad bod now.
So get used to it. All right, that is the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Justin. We're doing Choose the News. For voting, we'll put you into a drawing for a $50 gift card, courtesy of Last Man Standing. Justin, your story was...
I can't believe we spend $75,000 in a lifetime on this.
Jackson!
How do you cook pigtails? Apparently this gal knows how.
And mine is, I need a wife. Any wife will do. Justin, or Jackson, how goes the text messages today?
Well, I gotta be honest with you, John.
Yeah.
It's not looking good for you.
Really?
Oh, no. In fact, you're getting slaughtered.
Am I?
Yeah.
But it's a good story.
Though Josh does say, wife me up. I want to hear it, John.
Thanks, Josh. Appreciate it.
Josh apparently just looking for a match more than anything.
Right.
Natalie says, I love all three of you guys, but I choose Justin today.
Oh.
So apparently she loves one of us more than the other two. John's story, even though I normally vote for Jackson, Jada, I feel like that's really rude.
You say I'm getting annihilated, but you know what? I got two on the board, so it's not
bad.
Well,
it's just because those were two were clever, and the rest are just like, all Justin, Jackson. My vote is for Justin because I need to know what I'm spending all my money on. Leisha says, did you say cook pigtails? If so, I vote for that. If not, then the wives.
Was it cooked pigtails?
Cooked pigtails.
Is that what your story's about?
It's about you take the tail off the pig and you cook it up.
Oh,
apparently,
okay.
This gal makes the best.
You've never had pigtail?
I've never had pigtail. What? Have you had pigtail?
No, I haven't, but...
What's the tally? What would you say?
I would say it's looking like Justin!
So there's a company called Flipsy who just analyzed what we spend our money on, and it looks like we spend $75,000... on cell phones, $75,000 in a lifetime on cell phones. And as I go through this, they're kind of like breaking it down a little bit. They're off. We're spending more because it says that on an average, we buy a new phone every 2 to 3 years over a 60-year span at $567 a cell phone. No, we spend way more than that.
I'm pricing them right now. I have an iPhone 5 that's barely working. It's like Frankenstein. There's stitches on it. It kind of has a lisp, and it's not doing well. And so what we're going to do is I've been shopping them, but they're like $1,000 right now.
And they're only getting to be more and more expensive.
And they're like, you can trade it in for cash. Then they look at mine, and they're like, no.
No, we'll give you $10.
Oh, no, yeah.
But yeah, that's the one thing. They're also saying that we spend $960 per year, so that over 60 years is $57,000.
On the service?
On the service. We spend $88 per year on apps. I don't really ever buy much for apps, but the average person spends $88 per year buying apps. Jackson, you buy apps, don't you?
No. I only take free apps. I'm a millennial. I don't have money to buy anything.
Right. Yeah, I don't spend it either.
Yeah, but like my Apple Music, like that's like $10, so there's 10 out of it right there.
Right. So I mean, those apps. The services that you buy with the apps.
I got a fitness one that I think's like $10.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Because I got Spotify. I buy 800 million things from Amazon.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, so if I take this up, if you're buying an iPhone every 2 to 3 years for a lifetime, it's closer to more like $120,000 in a lifetime. That's a lot of money on a phone.
I know.
It's time to go back to the flip phone.
I need it so bad, though. I need a new phone. My iPhone 5 is not doing well.
It's not working out.
Lindy from Harmon's is here hanging out with us. Lindy, before we get into the game we're going to play, I wanted to mention that Harmon's actually takes donations for the food bank year-round.
Yeah, we do. We are a drop-off point for anybody who wants to donate food at any point during the year.
That's awesome.
In fact, we had a teacher from Washington Terrace come by, and she's like, wow, what a great idea. I want to get my kids involved. And she's like, but where do I donate at the end? And Justin was the one to be like, you can just, anytime you do it, come by a Harmon's and collect the items.
Yeah, we have food bank barrels all year long.
So if you're a teacher driving in, you can do the same thing. We would love for it to be towards our goal of 17,000 pounds, but in no means, we just want to raise money and food for the food bank.
Totally.
When it comes down to it. All right, Lindy, let's have some fun. We're going to play the no-name movie game. Here's how it works. Sarah Noach, our promotions director, is going to be in charge of the clock, which means we're going to have a minute on, and you're going to pick your teammate. You're going to either have myself, John, or Jackson, and we're going to try to get you to say the name of the film without using the title, the actors, or the characters, so you get the point. It's like Password, but it's just movie title related, okay?
It's like verbal charades.
Yeah, kind of.
Yes, yeah, yeah. That's a good way. The person with the most points wins, so Sarah is going to be in charge of the clock as well as the points. If that works for Sarah.
Right. No, it totally does.
Poor Sarah. It's like, I just was tying balloons. All right, so Lindy, it'll start with, who do you want? Would you like Jackson to be on your team, or would you like me, John, to be on your team?
I would say you.
You want me?
Yeah.
All right.
You guys had me at pure bliss.
That's true. We have a connection above the two of you, and that's okay.
No, that's fine.
That's fine.
That's what makes a good team.
So, Jackson, I'll let you pick. Do you want to go first with Justin, or would you like us to go first?
I feel like Justin and I are going to do pretty badly.
Are we?
Have
faith in yourself.
I do. I have faith in myself.
Oh. Wow. Thanks, buddy.
It's just, I love you, but it's just last time we played this game, it didn't go smoothly. I'm going to go first.
Good luck with your bear sanctuary now. I'm not getting behind your car.
All right. You already worked.
All of the films for the No Name Movie Game came out in 2017.
Okay.
Okay, so Sarah, do we have a minute on the clock? All right, ready, go.
Lady superhero.
Wonder Woman.
Yep. Wolverine. Oh, wait. We
can't use the character's name.
Dang it. Knife hands. He's got knife hands.
I can't remember the name of that Wolverine movie, but it was the... It was the, anyway.
Oh,
next.
Come on. All right. They get sucked into a board game.
Jumanji.
Yeah, but I need the full title. Do you remember the subtitle to Jumanji?
I don't remember the subtitle to Jumanji.
All right, so next then. some real hot lady gets kidnapped by a fugly dude, and they end up falling in love.
I don't even know that one, man.
I don't know.
He kidnaps her dad.
Taken.
And then she goes, no. He kidnaps her dad, and then she goes and takes over.
Is there a candlestick involved?
Place. There's a candlestick.
Really?
All the furniture talks.
Would you say that movie is a tale as old as time?
The next one. He sings. He's got a beautiful voice, and he put a freak show together.
All right,
Sarah, where are we at on points on that?
Two and a half,
Lindy.
It was
Beauty
and the Beast. The Beast, all the furniture talks.
Okay.
What are you doing?
Okay, again, these films came out in 2017. We have a minute on the clock. I'm sorry. All right, you ready? Set? Go. Okay, this was takes place in a galaxy far from here. And,
Star Wars.
Okay, but it's the one that came out last year.
Star Wars.
It's about the soldiers. They're called, and it's like the final one of these soldiers who are like peacekeepers.
Move on.
Okay, this was a war movie that came out. It was about a little island, and the British soldiers were stuck on it, and the timeline went all over the place. It was pretty wonky.
I feel like these are much harder.
I know, right?
Beauty and the Beast.
Nope.
Darn it.
All right, this is about the character who can shoot webs out of his...
Spider-Man.
Okay, and he was in high school, and they were having like a party that they do every year in high school around October.
Homecoming?
Okay, perfect, yeah. this is about this clown with a red balloon.
Oh, it's It.
Yes. This is a superhero who never misses leg day, who... if he got hurt, he would fall into the...
No!
No!
Did we win?
By half a point!
Yay!
You guys are making fun of
Justin,
us now.
I don't know how we won, but yeah. We did it.
Star Wars The Last Jedi.
Dunkirk.
Yes, Justin, good job. Spider-Man Homecoming, It, and then Lego Batman movie.
What was the full name of the Star Wars movie?
Star Wars The Last Jedi.
Oh.
And the full title of Jumanji is Jumanji Welcome to the Jungle.
Oh,
we got
yeah.
fun and games.
Okay.
Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
All right. Lindy, again, thanks to Harmons for being out here.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And for playing with us. Hopefully you'll come by again this week. I know you're busy, but if you can, by all means.
I'm going to have to redeem myself now.
Come back in later on this week, and we'll play No Name Movie Game Christmas Edition.
Okay.
All right, we'll get it on the calendar. Perfect. Mayor Bob showed up after we called him out. How about that?
Yeah.
Mayor Bob, thank you. Come over to that microphone.
I appreciate you inviting me.
Yeah.
It'll be a lot of fun.
Let me ask you this. I mentioned earlier this morning that someone had to go over to the mayor mansion, because I just assume that the mayor of Roy has a mansion. Am I correct on that, or am I wrong on that?
Define the square footage of a mansion. Maybe 2,000, 3,000 square feet? Yes, we got one of those.
So you're not telling me you moved into a new location when you won and you took over in January?
Absolutely not.
Did you do politics before running for mayor?
Well, actually, I was 2 years city council, and 2 years prior to that was in the planning commission.
Oh, okay.
Oh, cool.
So basically, from a municipality perspective, I spent the last few years kind of working things in Roy.
So after working that and you saw what you could do as mayor, did you decide, like, yeah, I don't mind taking the next step? And because, let's be honest, there's a lot more pressure once you get the mayor title in front of you.
Yeah, that's correct. But there's a lot of things that need to be addressed. And
yeah.
We're surely actively engaged in working a lot of things, which is important to Roy and Roy citizens. So to your question, I think my ambition would be simply say, hey, somebody ought to step up. I don't have a problem doing so. Step up. Let's see if we can get some things done. When I'm done, I hope to leave a little better than I found it.
There you go.
Let the next person take it the next level.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that.
That's awesome.
Is being a mayor in Roy a full-time, like, 9-to-5 job? Like, you go in every day and that's what you do? Or
no. We have a full-time city manager that manages the day-to-day operations.
Okay.
And so all the employees technically work for him. In this case, what I'm basically a full-time mayor because there's a lot of things like legislative issues, a lot of things going on in Salt Lake, a lot of different meetings I need to attend. And so I spend usually 2 or 3 hours a day working those issues. Depending on if I've got appointments, I show up at the office, but typically I'm working around about 20 or 30 hours a week.
So do you have a job? On top of that?
No, actually, I retired as federal service. So I worked for Hill Air Force Base for 34 years, and I retired from there. So I have a little free time.
Is there trash talking between mayors? So when you see the mayor of Ogden over there, do you kind of look at him with a squinty eye or anything? Or?
No, not so much. But I'll tell you, it's really important that we work together on important issues, particularly in this community. Because we're not an island, okay?
Yeah.
We're kind of all part of the same team.
That's
and it's
true.
Important for us to make sure that we're looking out for the best interests of the entire community and not necessarily at our borders.
Mayor Bob, we started the show this morning with, I Googled who was the mayor of Roy and just started saying, someone find him, someone get him out here because we want to say hi to him. And he showed up while we were playing the No Name Movie game for our Mixed Family Food Drive at the Harmon's in Roy. So what's on the docket then? You just took over in January. Is it a 4-year term?
It is. 4 years, and then whatever
an
happens
election.
After that.
Right.
That's correct.
Okay. Do you, within those 4 years, I know you said that you wanted to leave Roy better than when you took over, so do you have like one thing on your platform that you've been working towards?
Probably the two biggest things that are important to me, and I'll share both of them. One is we have some interesting traffic challenges. And with that, we really need to work close with UDOT, who owns a couple of the main arteries, for a better word, through Roy, and see if ways we can make some improvements. And we're actively engaged in that process. And second is we got to build our economy base. We do have some vacant facilities, vacant storefronts, and we're actively engaged in trying to find, you know, the right, working with the owners and tenants to bring those two together and find solutions to fill up some of that space. So it's important for us to get the economical development going.
Earlier this morning, we were talking about negative political ads and how we're all sick of them and how we're so ready for the election tomorrow. In fact, we did negative political ads about each other.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be up on our podcast. If you missed it, text podcast to 844-649-1051. How was your election? Like, did you have a bunch of negative ads?
No. I don't like them any more than you don't like
them.
That's all that's on TV right now, though,
That's all. I just simply mute them. Every time I hear them, I see them, I just mute. This is not about negativity. In my opinion, anybody running for political office basically ought to put out there in terms of what they're willing and able to bring to the discussion, how they can help the community, and let their basically position stand on that position, not what somebody else is not doing or unable to do. That's not what we're all about. I think there needs to be a little more positive efforts here.
I got to say, it's cool. Nesha just came by and filled up our cart with food donations while we were talking to Mayor Bob. Nesha? That's Nisha, how you pronounce that.
Good thing she wasn't in the car yet.
How embarrassing.
You say her name wrong.
So, Nisha, thank you for filling up our cart. I will say this. When we knew of all the Harmon's locations, Mayor Bob, when we saw Roy, we knew we were going to have a big day in Roy.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah, the citizens of Roy.
Yeah.
They come through.
Yes. Yeah, and it's the reality that we face. I mean, you're figuring one out of every 5 or 6 of our children's are not basically fed effectively. I know we have needs for that. We have a lot of elders in Roy, those who are on fixed income, and they're in need of that. So these kinds of campaigns are really important, I think, to our community and all communities, and we need to do all our part to make that happen.
All right, so if you can, swing by the Harmon's and Roy today. Our show's here till 10. After that, you have Monroe and then Kevin Cruz. We, of course, would love to see you, but if you can just stop by and fill up. Thank you so. Oh, it's Lindy. Hi, Lindy. I'm yelling at Lindy. If you can stop by the Harmon's in Roy, 5370 South, 1900 West. Mayor Bob, thanks for hearing us call you out and coming by. This was awesome, man.
I'm
I appreciate
excited.
It.
Thanks for the invitation.
Absolutely. So last week, I taught my daughter Ella how to play tetherball.
Cute.
Ella is 4. She pretty much goes up to my knee. She is not the tallest of individuals, and I crushed it when I played against her.
Did you?
Hit it over her head every single time. And just, listen, you got to learn to lose.
No, I get it.
You got it. Yeah,
exactly.
It's life.
But I was playing with her, and it was so much fun. We were waiting for Liam to finish school. And it brought back so many memories of, like, childhood and being elementary school. I just was thinking, like, what was that game that you played back at elementary school? Because mine was two things. One was tetherball, And the other one was we would play handball with the big red ball, and we had like a wall that we'd hit it on. Yeah, and you hit and bounce, and then you do slices. Ga-ga.
We called that wall ball back in my
day. Yeah,
we
never
you?
Played that one.
You never played that
no,
one?
No, we never did do that one.
Okay, so what was your elementary school game?
We always played Red Rover. And nobody plays Red Rover anymore.
Whoa.
It's because too many kids broke their wrists.
You got clotheslined.
Yeah, right, and that was the fun in it. You would just try to clothesline your friend.
I remember getting just caught once in the chin and just like falling back. Oh, yeah. There was no way I was breaking through that line.
I always outweighed everybody in my class, so I bulldozed through anybody. I'd have friends across the way that were so cocky about it,
yeah,
and I would just run through them and just bulldoze.
So Red Rover obviously wasn't yours. What would be your elementary game?
Well, I was a real sit-in-the-shade kind of kid.
Stop it!
So
don't
me
do that!
And all the girls would play with our fortune tellers, and we'd play
Mash. Oh, the paper fortune tellers?
Yeah, so we'd play Mash, and we'd play with our paper fortune tellers, and we'd sit there and gossip. Gossiping was my sport.
Liam came home. Liam's in first grade, and he was like, "Hey, Dad, will you teach me how to make a fortune teller?" And I'm like, "Go ask your mom."
Yeah, I don't know.
You didn't just try to YouTube it or anything?
No. So when Jen came home, and of course, my wife Jen was like, I will make a fortune teller above all fortune tellers.
She remembers.
You. Oh, this one had layers. And I swear, it was like a choose-your-own-adventure by the time this thing was done.
Wow, that's cool.
That's what Jen and I were doing, the same thing in elementary school then. That's what I was doing. I lived for it.
That's hilarious.
You know, this is fun. We want to take your text. Why don't we just, our phones, since we're out on location at Harmon's and Roy, we can't take any calls, but why don't you just text us and share with us like your favorite school, elementary school sport? Is that the best way to describe it?
Yeah, like, I think so.
What you did at recess back in elementary
school.
There you
go. That's well.
All right, we're talking about how I taught Ella how to play tetherball, and it got us going into like your favorite recess game. Justin was, what was yours again, Justin?
We played a lot of Red Rover and a lot of kickball. It was pretty much just those two things.
And Jackson, your favorite thing at recess was?
To sit by the big tree and gossip. And play fortune teller.
Is it I Can't Even Wednesday yet?
Oh, write that one down.
Save that
one. From me.
844-649-1051. What are some of the texts coming in, Jackson?
We got hands up, stands up.
I don't know that one.
Me neither.
Oh, you do a handstand, and then you have to do some sort of trick? So, like, they'll say waterfall, and you kick your legs really fast.
While doing a handstand?
Yeah.
Oh, I was
too fat
talented
to do it, so I never got to do it.
Could you do a handstand against a wall?
No.
Oh.
It was out on the grass, but we played it a lot as kids in the pool, so because in a pool, everyone can do a handstand.
Right, yeah, exactly.
So that was a fat kid. That was the assisted version.
Stop it.
My new favorite, this one just says, we played Spice Girls. I was posh.
Well, you won't be touring this time around.
No, you're not going to be touring. You know what's so funny about that? There used to be these two boys in elementary school, and we always kind of teased them, like, by the big tree.
Uh-huh.
Because they sat there and they pretended to be Pokemon. One of them was a Pokemon trainer, and the other one was a Pokemon.
I'll have you know, one of those two boys could have been me.
Oh,
or my son, Liam.
Did you guys do that?
Who am I working
because
with?
We do that.
You used to just sit there and pretend to be a cat.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, Pikachu!
Oh, my gosh. This one, rolling down hills in old tractor tires. We were country kids.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
John wants to do this.
That is like a goal of mine in life.
Because he's got the
dangerous
Evel Knievel outfit, and we want to put him in there and roll him down a hill.
Listen, this is what I want to do. I want to put on the Evel Knievel outfit. I want to find a big wheel. I want to find a hill. And then I want to buy some cheap fireworks from Wyoming.
Yes.
And I want you guys to light them off while you push me down the hill.
Yeah, Murray's got a great hill at the parks. So we can do it there.
Yeah.
Didn't you just say off-air that you wanted another child?
Right,
I did.
Do you
think this is the attitude of a man that should be having more kids?
This is why you can't.
This is why I'm not allowed to have more kids.
We're getting a lot of texts of, how do I say this? Smear the blank?
Oh, yeah.
Which I don't ever understand the rules of that game. That was never a big game when I was a kid.
If you have the football in your hand, you get tackled.
Pretty much.
That way.
So it's called football.
No, because there's no teams. It was individual.
Yeah.
And you would just get knocked over. It was seriously the best game to play.
It's basically beating up your buddy.
Yeah, I often wondered if they still play that. I know you can't call it that anymore, but I don't know if they even play that. It's so dangerous.
Yeah, it is dangerous.
Like, for this day and age.
Hey, they play Fortnite now, so
I know.
We're not playing that game.
Yeah.
I would like to give just a shout out. They didn't put their name in the text, but I wish they had. I want to take this opportunity to say that my favorite elementary school recess activity was sports kickball.
There you go.
Sports kickball. Just all sports kickball. So Grant says that he was either playing two-hand touch football.
Okay, yep. Yeah.
Did you guys ever play two-hand?
Played that, yep.
No, we were always tackle. Like,
did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no.
We weren't messing around.
No, we weren't allowed to do tackle at school. No.
Oh, we weren't allowed.
Okay, but you'd still do
but
it.
We, come on. We what play. About me says
I thought you were under the tree.
Well, occasionally I would be forced to play okay. in gym class.
Gotcha.
I didn't like it.
We played a lot of Ultimate Frisbee in California. Did you guys play Ultimate?
You did, bro. Was no.
We did. We'd play Hacky Sack.
Not totally so much
here. This is actually true. In Southern California, we played a lot of Ultimate Frisbee and Hacky Sack.
In
yeah.
gym class?
Yeah, like at recess, like in middle school.
That's hilarious.
I know. I know.
He also played The Floor is Lava on the playground.
Oh, The Floor is Lava.
I love The Floor is Lava.
Yeah, that's a great one.
How about this one from Hannah? We played Electrocution. Huh? So all of her friends would line up next to the slide. They'd all hold hands. And then one person would go down the slide, get a static charge.
Right.
And then touch whoever was on the end of the line. And so they all got shocked.
You know what? I'd probably play.
That's Which science right there,
pretty
kids.
Pretty fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Leah says that she used to play Foursquare and Dodgeball, and that every night she could still hear the sound of that ball smacking her in the face.
Oh, yeah.
Because it makes a very distinct sound, doesn't it?
Doesn't it?
Those red balls that have the rubber on them. And, oh, yeah. The way they would just hit you, and then you'd have that dirt taste in your mouth when you get hit yes. in the face.
Yeah.
Oh, totally. That was fun, man. Are the two of you ready for my amazing fact of the day?
Been waiting all morning.
Well, there is one documented case in the world of a military plane shooting at a UFO.
No
kidding. Was it in the USA?
It happened in Peru.
Ah, man.
In 1980, when a member of their Air Force fired on a mysterious flying object that still to this day has not been identified.
So they missed.
I'm going to say yeah. Which, again, why are we firing on it?
I don't know.
Yeah, we want to welcome them and be like, hey, it looks like you beat us to the space race.
Right. Don't be firing at that spaceship.
No, because they probably have way better weapons than we do.
Got to welcome our alien overlords at that point,
right.
Don't we? That's how it works. As myself, John, and Jackson head on out, Monroe will be taking over because we're not stopping with the taking of donations.
Nope. We're going to be here all day till what, 6?
Yeah, so you're here till 3. And I think Kevin Cruz is here till 7.
Sweet.
Yeah, so a lot of people text this morning saying it's going to be too hard to get to Harmon's in the morning. You know what it's like getting the kids ready and going to school.
Dude.
Yeah.
It's awful. That's why I have this bald spot right here.
Right. But the end of the day, after you get the kids, that's like the perfect time to come by here.
Right. Drop the kids off, come to Harmon's and donate for a good cause. Get the warm and fuzzies.
No, I will tell you, Monroe, we had a huge morning.
We set the bar morning. High.
Do you know how much yet?
We don't,
estimate?
Like, weight-wise, we do not know estimate, but I can tell you hundreds of dollars have already been spent.
Yay!
We kept Jake busy all morning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But we still got a long way to go.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, because I guess the goal was 15,000. I've been saying 17,000 all morning on air.
Let's go big.
So 17's our new goal. That's the way I see it as. Mayor Bob, Mayor of Roy, showed up.
I heard that. You just called him out and he showed up.
Just showed up.
That is so awesome.
It was awesome. Hey, you have in front of you the Target toy catalog.
Yes.
Because you and I did the same thing.
My kids went through, they circled what they want, and so now I'm trying to narrow it down as to what we can afford.
Right. Yeah. Now, let me ask you, did you get a catalog for each kid, or did they have to share the same catalog?
No, they each get their own.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
We get two catalogs.
My daughter Ella circled every single thing.
So my son, there's a lot of Legos and Pokemon going on, so we gotta pick and choose.
Legos are expensive.
Oh yeah,
it's
unfair.
I am not a parent, so I have never purchased Legos.
The Death Star.
I was shocked.
The Death Star is like $1,000.
Yeah,
holy cow.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wanted that.
Yeah, both of you guys were shocked that kids still circle catalogs.
Yeah. Who
would have thought? Figured out the kids would be making an Amazon wish list
and
just emailing it to you.
Sending you screenshots.
They don't give you a handbook for parenting, but this is like the one thing that they'll tell you is just hand them a catalog.
And it keeps them busy for hours, and then they'll go back and like cross things out and circle new things.
Yeah.
Or go, yeah.
I like it.
And they just like to stare at the stuff they circled. It's fantastic. All right, we are heading out. Monroe, the ball is in your court.
Okay.
Good luck.
Okay.
Keep the donations coming.
I'm trying to think of who I can call out in Roy now.
We've already called everybody we can think of.
All right, Monroe's up next. Thank you so much for your donations, Roy. We do appreciate it. West Valley, we're coming after you tomorrow. It's Mix 105.1.